Blog Talk Radio.
Took me a while, but I'm finally here. So I just wanna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar, the spotlight ain't shining on me.
Hey, good evening, good evening. This is co-producer from Hearts to Hearts Podcast, and it's Sunday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for our podcast, The Messenger. First, I want to say, Bro Messenger, you always seem to dig in the crates and find them, that music that I don't care what anybody else feel, that's directed at me. So I always appreciate that because, you know, even though I could see Cuba Gooding Jr. and the brother from the OJs banging on the piano while they sing that, man. Yeah, that was you got in touch with the coast to that, man. Hey, but once again, yeah, good evening. This is the Messenger Podcast, and again, this is a godly podcast. And if we don't tell you anything else, let me tell you, God don't want you walking around here always sad and lonely and you afraid to have a good time because somebody told you that having a good time wasn't godly. Well, the message I'm going to tell you tonight, you'll take them blinders off and enjoy your life. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to some and present to others none other than my big brother, the Messenger.
Good evening to all. There's something like you missed a night, and co-producer said he's back in the saddle. Huh?
But right.
You know what? I just realized, and my apologies, Nurse Carmen. Apologies, First Lady, because I just realized I was halfway through the little opening set, and I was like, I didn't need my job no
That's
more.
Okay.
So I apologize.
You did it well. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister.
And because we all are one, it's all good. And that's
Amen.
Just a nice little segue into what we have to start doing is, as the title is, take the blinders off. We need to start seeing more of the good that's going on because if we stop for a moment, our good is outweighing our bad, but we're always focusing on the little bad things. And so what we need to do is take the blinders off. We've got to learn how to begin to count everything joy, because when we know that all things are working together for the good, then we can count a little step back. We can look at that and see the good in it. There are things that are going on in our lives that just don't seem like it's going to help be the better you. But when you are listening to what it is that your spirit is telling you to do, in spite of the circumstances, you got to count it all joy because you got to know that all things are working together for the good. Yourself will not tell you anything that is going to do you any harm. The soul is only going to lift you up. And so if we be more conscious of what it is that our spirit is saying to us, then we can learn how to count it joy. We can learn how to count it joy when we see the birds flying. We got to know that what an awesome God is. that he can change the seasons, that he can do all these things. He made the mountains, the molehills. He made all of this stuff in perfect harmony. And if he made all of that in perfect harmony, we have to know that when it came to us, he got tired and made some mistakes. We got to know that that's just not true. And we've got to understand that our reason, which we've been searching for all of our lives, and no one has really been able to tell us, it's because of the misinformation, the bondage that people want to try and keep you in. And as I've said so many times before, we've got to learn that it is our life. And we've got to stop living other people's lives that are ours. And what I mean by that is, if you are, and I'm just using any, if you are a street sweeper, just be the best street sweeper you can be. Just be whatever it is that you do, just be the best that you can do, even as you live your life. Live it to the best that you can live it. And the only way for you to be able to do that is to be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit will guide you. When you're ready to do something, check with yourself first. Instead of just all willy-nilly jumping out there, check with your spirit and see what it is that your spirit is saying to you. And you've got to know that when it is talking to you, you've got to be obedient to it, because it's working together for the good. When we have these setbacks or disappointments, if we stop and re-examine the situation, we'll find out that we didn't really pay close attention to what it is that our soul was telling us. We were listening more or less to what everybody else was saying to us, and not to ruffle any feathers or anything to that nature. But a lot of marriages were done to please other people. A lot of things that were done to please other people, and it's not you. And because it's not you, you don't get the full joy of it. Now, there's, and you got to understand, there's a difference between happy and joy. Because that joy is something on the inside that just keeps going and makes you feel, as our uncle would say, as if you got the gladdy glads. It's something that's just bubbling up within you. And so we've got to be more conscious, and our soul will take us to that level if it's what we truly desire. But we've got to take the blinders off. We've got to stop looking at things from the perspective of some of the stories that we've been told throughout our lives. We've got to realize that some of them just, you know, as the president would say, some of them, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame. Well, you know how that go. But that's how we've got to start seeing some of these things and calling them for what it is. You know who you are. You know what it is that you possess. And so we've got to start walking in that. We all know when we get that extra few dollars in our pockets, we got a little extra bounce in our step. So we know now that we have the Spirit of God. We know it. It's been there all the time, but we know this now, that we have the Spirit of God that dwells within us, that will guide us and lead us to our highest being. We know this. So because we know this, we need to walk like we know it. We need to talk like we know it. And when I say that, that does not mean that you can't dance. That does not mean that you can't do whatever. It's what it's what's going to bring you to your highest self, and not what someone else projected. And I'm not saying that you got to go around here dancing. I'm not saying that you got to go around here making jokes or anything to that nature, but all things are working together for the good. You don't think God likes humor? What do you think God rather do? See us laughing, which is good for the soul, or somewhere mad about something? So we've got to come to that understanding and start walking more abundantly in it, and knowing that we are part of the body. Just for us to, for a second, to allow our minds to just drift for a minute. If Wednesday morning, everyone in here woke up and realized that they had just won the Mega Million, how do you think you would act? How do you think you would feel if you woke up Wednesday morning after winning the lottery?
Pretty good. I'm sure I'll be pretty good.
I think I might be okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So winning the lottery, we know we'll be okay. We won the lottery because of who we are. But see how quick we were easily able to visualize and accept the fact if we won the lottery, how it would change our feeling, our outlook on things?
Yes.
Winning the lottery isn't better than winning, knowing who you are, and being the best that you can be.
I mean, philosophically, I understand that, but when you talk about winning the lottery, that's just a lot at one time. you're not getting in the drips and drabs. That's a lot at one time. So when you have major changes in your life that come, again, whether it's good or bad, it's going to make you act different.
Exactly. And what's a big major, what's more major than coming to the true knowledge that you are a part of God, and not that you're separated from him and you got to go beg him for this or that, or the fact that you are connected to the source. Yes, the lottery sounds good, and don't nobody get this twisted. Yes, the messenger would love to win the lottery, so don't get that twisted. I'm just saying that whole mindset of winning the lottery, how it would change your outlook on things, knowing that you are connected to the source, should be even greater.
Amen.
And mm-hmm. you should be able to walk it, because truth of the matter is, being connected means that you can get that $1 million or whatever it is. You can get it. And let's be honestly clear about this. Oh, a lot of these people around here with $1 million ain't because they was just so smart. Bill Gates and all of his money, it wasn't that he was so smart. You know how many other people did stuff on the internet? .com? Mark Cuban, the owner of Dallas Mavericks, he's a billionaire. It ain't that he was so smart. He got the break what he wanted. And that same break that he wanted, that he strived to get, so can each and every one of us because of who we are. And if we think that, oh, I don't know because I ain't got it yet, but think about the things that in life that you truly wanted. How you applied yourself to get it, and you got it. And if you can do it for that, you can do it for any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to believe. You just have to know who you are and know that it's coming. And when you know that it's coming, like if the lottery department called you tonight and told you that on Friday you're going to get a check, you're going to be a whole lot different tomorrow knowing that check coming on Friday, ain't you? By the time that check gets here, you've already spent some of it.
Right.
Because I know what I got coming.
Mm-hmm.
That mindset is what we need to do to get in tune with our higher self. And then, honestly, I know it sounds, as Reverend Ike would say, pie in the sky, but the sky is yours. The universe is yours. You are creators. You can create just what it is that you want. But remember what we said, we've got to also have that made up mind. We can't say today we want $1 million and tomorrow turn around and say we want $1,001,000.
Right.
Because what that means is we're not sure what we want. But when we say we want $1 million and we write $1 million down and start focusing on that $1 million, then it's on its way to you with no interruptions. We've got to be steadfast in what it is that we truly desire. Because when you speak something into, and when you speak it into the air, it's in motion. But then when you turn around and speak other things, you kind of deter it, not deter it, but you change it off its path. And this is why it takes so long for it to get to us. Because the universe don't know just what it is that we're asking it for. Because we're asking it for so many different things before you can do anything. Before you can concentrate on it, before when you speak it into existence, you can't even begin to visualize it because you've moved on to something else. But just so that we know that there is nothing that we can't have, what we need to do is have that made up mind, and then we speak it into existence, and then we begin to visualize it. And I guarantee you, if any of you stop and think for a moment, once you visualize it, you can start shouting for joy because it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. That is part of the process. But a lot of things we ask for, we don't even conceive it or visualize it. We just say it and go on about 35 other different things. We don't put anything into it because there is a work to it. And that work is believing and knowing and acting upon it. Truth of the matter, you don't really even have to ask for it. If you know it, you can start. Because you know that the power that you possess, it's on the way. And I just want everybody to know that this message is actually truly for the messenger.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Because we've got so much authority, and we use it, as I've said so many times, we use it all the time subconsciously. And then that's why when something happens to us, we can turn around and say it's a miracle.
Amen.
But we say it's a miracle because we don't realize that we did it. We did it. And they got us, they have us to the point where we're afraid to accept that, to accept the gift in which God has given us. The ability to create whatever it is that you desire. We're afraid to accept that ability, and so we give it to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And this ain't no disrespect to Jesus, but I'm just saying this is how we've been trained, that we are unworthy. Just like the song was saying, so we all want to feel like we're unworthy. But we are worthy. We are part of the body. And because we're part of the body, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. Just over the last week, no matter how big or small it is, each and every one of us have achieved something that we thought technically we really couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided we were going to do it, and we put our minds to it, and we did it.
Amen.
If it's nothing but getting up a half an hour early, if it's nothing but getting to work on time, it's something that we said we were going to do, and we did it. And if you and you know, and I say getting to work on time, but there's a lot of us that know we're supposed to be to work at 8 o'clock, and no matter what we do, we can't get there at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
But then when we focus and decide, no, this is what I'm going to do, then we can do it. There is nothing, and we got to have that mindset and know because of who we are, we can do all things. Through the spirit that resides in us, you can call it Christ, you can call it Rondaya, you can call it Nurse Carl, you can call it co-producer, you can call it whatever you want because it's still going to work. God says, God does not need you to recognize him for God not to be God. If you never call a co-producer's name again, that's not going to stop him from being a co-producer. And I guarantee you, it ain't going to stop him from co-producing.
That's for sure. As they say, amen.
Amen.
So we've got to let go of some of this, some of the things that we've been taught, and understand just who we are, just how powerful we are. And this was all part of the plan. From the beginning of everything, this was part of the plan. The grass was part of the plan. The birds were part of the plan. Everything was part of the plan. Nothing is that has not been allowed by the Creator. Nothing. Each and every one of you, when you sit down and you write up something or you draw something, if it's not just like you wanted, what do?
Start over again.
Or you erase that part and put in there what you want in there, right?
Right, or correct it.
Right, you make the correction and you keep on moving.
Right.
Now, if we doing it, we right. think God, what? We think God got lazy? And he just said, y'all go ahead all willy-nilly and do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowing you to do whatever you want to do because it's part of my plan. If I did not want you to do a certain thing, you would not do it. You could not do it. And this is why we need to really, really, really take time and reevaluate the quote-unquote Ten Commandments. Because I got to tell you, there is no Ten Commandments. Because I guarantee you, if God commands something of any of us, it shall be. It has no choice but to be. And if it's not going to be, then that means God is a lie and all of this stuff is just fake. I think somewhere in that great book it says that God is not man. There is no need for him to lie.
Right.
And if you read that word, somewhere in there, somebody will tell you that there is nothing that we can't have, that we cannot achieve. Philippians, I can do all things.
Oh, Christ, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All things.
Mm-hmm.
And last I checked, now maybe somebody, when they was teaching me, they taught me wrong. It's a possibility. But when I was told that all is everything, then
right.
I think it means everything. Everything okay. is everything.
Everything.
And everything, sunshine. Everything is everything.
That's right.
Where's Sister Sunshine at? Everything, Sister Sunshine?
I'm sorry.
All right. Everything is everything, right?
Everything is everything, Brother Messenger.
She did an Uncle Carson on you, Brother Messenger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had to wake up. Next time I have to pay Chatty Pennygrass. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody.
But it's
I'm trying to hide out in the corner, Brother Messenger.
See? What goes on in the dark will come to light.
Amen.
You know what?
Especially if it's on Hodge the Hodge podcast.
Okay. Yeah, we are the light, so let our light so shine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important, once again. And I actually, you know, we've got a few minutes left. I'd really like to open the floor up to just experiencers or a profound word that somebody might want to share. And don't look at it as if you don't have it, because he said if you open your mouth, that God will speak for you. So I just want to give the cast a moment and let them maybe share something with us. But I want to leave on the note of take the blinders off and realize just how special and blessed we are because of who we are. And because of that, let's walk in that knowledge that we are part of the body of God. Brother co-producer.
Amen.
Yes, you know, I'm definitely a big fan of take the blinders off, because if I let you see who I really am, then you'll get the honest opportunity to know if you want to associate. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, I'd rather you reject me because you don't like who I am, because I am who I am, opposed to trying to put on the blinders, the mask, and do things that you like, so that you like me, but I don't like me. If that makes sense to anybody, it's just you know, trying to understand our purpose in life, and once we get on the road to trying to wrestle or become comfortable with the fact that we are godly people, we are every one of us have the breath of God in us. When you really start to hold on to that, it lets you know that even in failure, there's success, if you want to give it a name. You know, even in no matter what it is that you do in life, if you are sincere about your plans on doing it, then I got to believe that the Creator will give you that extra push or that extra ability. And when I say extra push, that just means you will learn a little deeper that you are magnificent in all your ways. And when I say magnificent, that doesn't mean boastfully magnificent. It's just that you recognize who you are. And when you recognize that, how could you even think for a second that you are anything less than magnificent? If you understand that God flows inside of you, how could you be average? How could such a word like average even exist? If you recognize who you are and the power you have inside you. That's all I want to say, brother.
How about my sisters out there?
Well, I want to thank my baby sister, who's Sister Sunshine, for helping me complete a project this week. She gave me hope this week. And what a perfect name to name her Sunshine, Sister Sunshine. Her light shines all the time. And I love my baby sister.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ain't a good feeling to be, it ain't a good feeling to know that somebody appreciates something you do. I mean, you know,
wonderful.
It's funny.
It's always wonderful.
Trust me, I'd like to have millions. But, you know, it's one of those other activities that we engage in life of, you know, helping people. And when you help somebody and you really feel, first of all, when you set out to help them just because you're able to help them, let's get that straight first. But when you help that person and you really feel that they appreciate it, whether it was a can of soup or an extra 8 cents to get on the bus, but when you feel that they feel they appreciate your gesture, I'm telling you, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to sound soft, but that is a marvelous feeling.
Yes, it is. You're welcome, my sister. Telling him, there was a story of a young lady, and it was like a nice story. Last week when Chicago was cold, and she did a very nice gesture.
I saw
she used
that
her own credit card to help 30 homeless people. She put them in a hotel. That's when it was like below negative 30 or something like that. And she put them in hotels. And people, like her story got out about how many people she helped. And she went on Ellen, and Ellen gave her money for her charity. And then when Ellen told Walmart about what she did, Walmart gave her money for her charity to help more people.
See, mm-hmm. It can be contagious. But, you know, it's little stories like that, man, that mm-hmm. give me hope for the human race.
That's
I mean,
right.
You know, those stories happen far not often enough, but it's little stories like that that give me hope. Hey, listen, since I hear the melodious sound of my mom in the background. That's the same thing as saying the street lights are on and it's time to bring your butt in the house.
Time to go home.
Hey, well, listen, podcast audience, I do thank you for stopping by Blog Talk Radio on the Hodge to Hodge podcast, The Messenger. And I hope that when we get on the air, we actually say something to help somebody. Again, you can't get everybody, but if we could get one person, just to understand, and when I say get one person, just to understand that the power that you have inside of you, once you recognize and direct connect, I call it, to the Creator, everything will just be awesome. So, hey, this is Coco. This is saying good night, and I'll see everybody on Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Good night, Cass.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.